And good morning to you for Sunday, the 24th of June, 2018. I'm Brian Truda from the KC1021 and the show with Jen and Truda, and this is another edition of KC Close Up. On today's show, we're talking about fallen heroes. It was a tragic story that touched everybody in Kansas City last week when two deputies in Wyandotte County were gunned down while trying to transport an inmate. There have been many people who have been touched by the two lives that were lost. There are children left behind and families to take care of. Fox 4 and the Fox 4 Love Fund for Children and KC1021, along with our Steel City Media partner stations, have teamed up to help out these families. We're going to talk with Nick Vassos of Fox 4 about how you can be part of that as well. Dr. Mauman of the American Cancer Society is going to join us as well and talk about HPV vaccinations and how important they are for your children, especially as we're coming up on vaccination season once school gets underway in just a couple of months from now. Dr. Mauman's going to talk about how many lives could be saved by just getting this simple series of shots. And finally, it's a big event happening in August, KC Taste, happening at Union Station August 3rd and 4th. We've made some big announcements about this, but get the full details on all of the scoop about the craft beer, the food, and the entertainment right from the horse's mouth. We'll finish up KC Close Up with that today. But first, Nick Vassos from Fox 4. And the Love Fund for Children and KC1021, please to partner up and make a very special announcement. And to help us out with this, we brought in our friend from Fox 4. You see him every morning on TV. It's our buddy Nick Vassos. Nick, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Truda. Good morning, Jen. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Very well. It is unfortunately under sad circumstances, really, that we have to meet up like this. But it is for the good of some families and some children.
Yeah, you're right. For those who may not know, it was just last Friday that two of our area Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputies were shot and killed while transporting an inmate. Deputy Patrick Rohr, 35 years old, 7 years with the Sheriff's Department, and a father of two as well, and Deputy Teresa King. She was 44, 13 years on the Wyandotte County Sheriff's team. She, the mother of three children, both of them parents, tragically killed while transporting an inmate. So what we're doing here, and we're using our nonprofit status through our Fox 4 Love Fund for Children, our own in-house charity here, and we're using this as a vehicle to help these families. When these families are in crisis right now, things don't stop, like your mortgage payments or maybe your utilities, your car payments, or maybe something for the children. And we've made it easy. We've provided a link at fox4kc.com/deputy fund. And Truda, I think you guys, KC102, has a link on your website as well. And we invite your listeners here to do whatever they can to help out this family in need right now. It is a tragic circumstance. But as you guys know, being in Kansas City for so many years, this town responds when people need help. And so we hope everybody will do what they can in order to help out these two families, Deputy Patrick Rohr's family and Deputy Teresa King.
And when this happened Friday, for me, my dad was the undersheriff of Wyandotte County for years and years. And so to me, I thought, well, maybe this is just affecting me because I have that connection. But then I started having friends that were reaching out saying, oh, my friend's kids went to school with their kids. And you started hearing all these connections and you realize what a small community and a family Kansas City really is.
Yeah, it's if you live in this town for any time, you do realize that. That's a really good point. That, you know, the city is big enough to have kind of a big feeling, but small enough to that we are all connected in some way. And I think that's why the city has such a big heart. And it spans both sides of the state line. So we really encourage you to go to fox4kc.com/deputy fund and do what you can. And if you'd like to honor the deputies, they will be honored in a funeral service service tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and that will be out at Children's Mercy Park. But if you can't be at Children's Mercy Park, the next best thing to do is to help out the Foxborough Love Fund for Children and to donate through that website to help out the families of Deputy Rohr and Deputy King.
Nick Vassos from Fox 4 joining us here on the show with Jen and Truda. And Nick, that is great. The Love Fund for Children in particular has been something that you guys have talked about now. I mean, literally for decades, has helped children all over Kansas City. And this is kind of a great stretching of that mission to step in and help a family in time of need. And that's a great thing that you guys are doing.
Appreciate that, Truda. The Love Fund has been committed to fulfilling the unique unmet needs of children across the Kansas City area. And we cover an area of about 30 counties all around, both sides of the state line, north, south, east, and west. And, you know, Love Fund children fall in kind of a unique area. They may not be able to get services that they really need. I've met several of the children. One child who had a skin disorder, and the child couldn't go outside and play. So the Foxborough Love Fund was able to meet the needs of the family and provide a sunsetter shield, where it kind of rolled out over the back of their backyard, so the child could go out under shade and be able to play outside. Something as simple as that. And technology, of course, is a big part of children's lives now for those who have developmental delays. And iPads are such a big thing in communicating with children who are having developmental delays and their parents. And it's iPads, and the Love Fund provides things like that. Plus, the Love Fund provides beds for children 365 days of the year. So the Love Fund children does lots of good work, and we know that these deputies' children, and Patrick Rohr, he had two children, and Deputy King, she had three children. So they're going to need some help, and we're reaching out to the community through our partnership with KC102 and Fox 4 and the Fox 4 Love Fund for Children, asking for help, and we know Kansas City will come through.
Yeah, everybody's going to do it. We know they are. KC is so giving. Nick, thank you so much. And you guys there at Fox 4 doing a great job. We do literally have you on the TV every morning here in the studio. Get to see your smiling mug up there.
Well, I do appreciate that, Truda. And I've known you for a long time, and I appreciate you and Jen and all of the help that you're giving us this morning here. So, and it'll go, campaign here will go until Sunday. So if you can't do it today, you got a few more days until Sunday in order to help out the deputies. So thanks again, you guys. We really appreciate it.
We do have the story and the link posted on the KC1021 Facebook page if you would like to check it out. Thank you.
Yep, Nick, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Have a good one, guys. Right, talk to you later.
Yep, see you later, bud. Nick Vassos there from Fox 4. Today we're talking about HPV vaccinations. Every year in the U.S., an estimated 31,500 men and women receive a diagnosis of a cancer caused by HPV infection. Today, joining us to talk to us about this, Dr. Joshua Mauman. He's chair of the Kansas Cancer Partnership and works with the American Cancer Society as well. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
So we've actually heard a lot about HPV vaccination recently. There have been, in past years, news stories about this and how important this could be for our kids to receive this vaccination. So tell us a little bit about HPV and what that means to the human body.
Sure. So HPV is actually a relatively common virus. 9 out of 10 individuals are infected with HPV at some time in their life. And it's a communicable virus, meaning you can get it from other individuals. And what is unique about HPV, unlike many viruses, is that it's preventable. A vaccine actually can prevent acquiring this virus. This is not the first time that we have a virus that causes cancer. In fact, most of us are also vaccinated against hepatitis B, and hepatitis B causes liver cancers. And so this wouldn't be our first cancer vaccine, but this is yet another cancer vaccine that we have the opportunity to be immunized with to help reduce a major cause of cancer.
Now, a lot of people have asked, they said, well, you know, HPV, it seems like something that maybe your girl should get vaccinated for, but this is actually for boys as well.
Absolutely. Cervical cancer is a common cancer that is caused by HPV, but there are many other cancers that are caused by HPV as well. In fact, a very common cancer that's caused by HPV and rising in incidence is head and neck cancer. So, in fact, that affects both men and women nearly equally. So certainly that would be a reason for men to be vaccinated as well.
And what is the best age for your kid to receive this?
So there are two doses of the vaccine. Typically, you receive the first dose at 11 and the second dose at the age of 12. And the reason for that is that there's not much benefit for getting vaccinated after you've been exposed. So the real benefit is getting vaccinated prior to exposure, and we know that most exposures don't happen prior to the age of 11.
And as with anything, obviously, you know, we read from some people out there that they think what they think about vaccinations. But HPV vaccination, this is safe, it's very effective, and this is definitely recommended for your children.
Absolutely. Everything has some limited risk, but we've followed vaccines for years. And this vaccine, like the other vaccines that we've watched, have very, very little risk. In fact, the risk of acquiring the disease, like HPV-associated cancers, is much higher than any risk of the vaccine itself.
Now, is this something that we as parents would have to ask for, or is this part of a typical package of back-to-school vaccinations, or do you have to go out and really specifically inquire about this?
Certainly, if your child is being scheduled for vaccines at 11 and you don't hear about the HPV vaccine, I would certainly ask your healthcare provider about the vaccine. But we're working closer and closer with pediatricians and family practitioners to make sure that this is a routine schedule. Certainly the American Academy of Pediatrics, which helps to create these schedules, puts it on the schedule as a typical vaccine that our kids should be receiving. But certainly if a parent goes to their pediatrician or their family practitioner and doesn't hear about the vaccine, I would certainly encourage them to inquire about it. But it is part of the typical schedule.
Now, what if somebody says, okay, I'm listening to this for the first time, my kid's now maybe 14 or 15, am I past the window where they can receive the vaccination?
No. In fact, we have the opportunity to allow kids who miss the opportunity to get the vaccine at a younger age to be able to catch up. So absolutely, they can catch up and get the vaccine still, up to the age of 23, actually.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. So there is a little bit more time there.
Right, exactly.
Okay, fantastic. You know, and it's interesting, too, that people, you know, we may be, like I said, hearing about this really in general for the first time over the past few years. What is so important about this now that we're trying to catch this up to other, you know that you're vaccinated for whooping cough and hepatitis and all these other things you've talked about. Are you trying to catch up now to those and try to get more people to understand what this is all about?
Sure. You know, it's one of those things that if it's a vaccine that we're not used to, that we didn't get as a kid, it's a little bit harder sometimes for us to understand why our kids need to get it. I mean, I can think of the chickenpox vaccine. You know, if you were like me, you probably got chickenpox when you were young.
Yeah.
And you didn't. When the vaccine came out, I'm like, oh, that's kind of strange. Why is there a vaccine for chickenpox? But people die of chickenpox, honestly. And so certainly my kids have gotten vaccinated for chickenpox as well, because I'd rather them not have that risk of acquiring chickenpox. And it's the same thing with the HPV vaccine. This wasn't available when we were growing up. And so anytime something new is introduced, I think it makes sense for folks to ask the question, well, why should my kids get it even though I didn't get it? Well, the reality is, you know, we didn't have the opportunity to be protected against these cancers, and our kids do now. And certainly I think that that's a very compelling reason why we should allow our kids to have this opportunity to be protected against these cancers. We're making progress, honestly, being able to give our kids opportunities to miss some of the diseases that we had the risk of getting.
Well, yes. I mean, one time they said that about polio as well, so everything progresses.
Right, right. I think this is great progress. I mean, to finally have another cancer vaccine, I think, is fantastic. And hopefully we'll have other vaccines eventually to protect against other diseases as well.
Is there any data out there that you have available as far as, what I would think of as like the depth of, or how many kids in this age window receive this vaccination? We need to make this more available and aware, right?
Sure, absolutely. And a lot of our preventative efforts in the United States are not where they need to be. I can even think of colonoscopies or, you know, even flu shots. We've been struggling to get individuals to get flu shots, though we know that the flu kills many individuals each year. Our goal is by 2026, which we 2006 was when the vaccine was first introduced, so again, a relatively new vaccine. The goal is by 2026 to get to 80% vaccination. There's some states that are doing better than others. For example, Montana is at nearly 40%. Vaccination. Unfortunately, both Kansas and Missouri are quite a bit lower. Kansas is only at 16.9%. and Missouri is only at 21.5%.
Oh, wow.
So they're quite a bit lower. So we have quite a bit of work to do. But that's why efforts like this of being able to educate individuals so that we're all a little bit more aware of what the benefits of the vaccine are and the opportunities that our kids have of being able to be protected against these diseases are so important. Because, like most parents, I also ask the question, well, you know, why should my kids get this vaccine? What's the benefit that they have?
Well, and we obviously have a long way to go when you cite statistics like that in Kansas and Missouri. So hopefully somebody hears this and says, man, this is something I really need to ask my pediatrician about.
And pediatricians are just like parents are. Sometimes they don't have all the information available, or again, this being relatively new. And so I do encourage parents that if they haven't heard about the vaccine or they're unsure if their kids were vaccinated, that they ask their pediatrician or their family practitioner, oh, you know, I've heard about this great cancer vaccine. Did my kids get it? So, there's that opportunity to catch up if they didn't get it at a younger age.
Is there also getting over the stigma that, well, you know, it's cervical cancer, it's for sexually active kids, and that's not my kid, and I don't do this. Is there somewhat getting over that speed bump as well?
There can as well. I mean, unfortunately, I think sometimes these issues become, you know, moral issues or get perceived as moral issues, and really it isn't. Certainly we are hope that our kids behave in the way that we hope they would as we raise them. But really, it's not a question about being a moral issue. This is a cancer vaccine. It's certainly not saying that certain behaviors are good or bad or anything like that. It's really an issue of there's something that we can protect our kids against, and let's do the things that we can do to help reduce their risk.
Well, with 31,000 or more new cases every year, it seems like we would do everything that we can to help eradicate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And these diseases are really bad diseases. They're diseases that are life-altering, which we don't want to look back 20 years down the road and say, boy, you know, that was a preventable disease, and we just didn't do what we needed to at that point to prevent those diseases. You know, honestly, we can eradicate 90% of these cancers if everyone was vaccinated. 90% of the cancers that are caused, of five major cancers. There's almost nothing that we can do that's that good. So this would be huge for folks in terms of decreasing the amount of cancer if we're able to get folks vaccinated.
That's an amazing number, and yet it seems like the lead is buried on that, and like that people aren't talking about that part of the statistic that we can get rid of so much of the cancer that's out there with these vaccinations.
Right. Well, and I want to be very clear, it's 90% of those five cancers.
Of the five, yeah, absolutely, right.
Right, right. And again, hopefully we make inroads on those cancers. Again, prevention of cancer is the ideal. Certainly I'm glad that we're making headway in treating cancers, but really the ideal would be to prevent cancer. And this is rare that we have an opportunity to actually prevent cancers, not just treat them better.
Well, and I'll tell you, Doctor, as you well know, anybody who has had the big C in any form touch their family or their friends in any way, shape, or form, they'll tell you that, yes, if we can get rid of this, that is a big, big step.
Absolutely, absolutely. I completely agree. And a great opportunity is the way I would look at it in making real headway here.
Dr. Joshua Mauman is the chair of the Kansas Cancer Partnership, works with the American Cancer Society as well. Doctor, thank you so much for the time today and for all of the great advice. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it.
A little scary when the boss comes into the studio.
I know, right?
I'm like, man, it's early in the morning. I've had this conversation before.
He's in for a special reason today. We say hello to Mark, the big boss here at Steel City Media. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. We have a big announcement to make at 7:45. Twitter, the text line, it's been all a buzz about what it's going to be today. But it's something very cool that we're announcing for this summer as part of the 102 Days of Summer. And bringing food and music and beer and everything that we all love together in one place.
Absolutely. If you like to eat, if you like to listen to music, if you like to drink, then this event is for you.
Oh, yes, yes, and yes, please. Mm-hmm. I like all of these things.
That's right. So we announce right now, Kansas City Taste. How about that? Look at there.
Kansas City's Food and Live Music Festival. It's happening August 3rd and 4th at Historic Union Station. What a venue. How perfect is that?
Beautiful, beautiful. When you think of Kansas City, you think of Union Station. So we wanted to put on a citywide food and music festival, and there was no place other than Union Station to host it.
It's perfect. Showcase more than 30 of Kansas City's favorite restaurants, live cooking demonstrations from local and nationally known chefs at the Chef Showcase.
Yeah. You know, it's cool. Like, in the renaissance we've had with all the tech and everything coming in downtown, it's really become a place for foodies.
Absolutely.
A lot of the restaurants and chefs have found this to be a place that's really on the cutting edge of food.
Kansas City has really put themselves on the map, and we just feel that it's time to have a citywide festival that's going to highlight all of these great chefs and culinary brick-and-mortar restaurants that we have.
And I will watch any of these. Like, I'll watch any cooking show on TV. I love, and I can't cook at all. I can't cook. I can't bake.
Right.
I can't do any of this. But
you know,
I love watching
it
and eating it and just seeing what it's all about. To me, it's amazing how that stuff gets put together.
Absolutely. Then you'll definitely want to check out the Chef Showcase, where we are going to have local, regional, and national chefs that are going to come in. And they're going to do cooking demonstrations on a kitchen that's set up so that you can maybe learn how to cook if you don't know how to cook. Or just fine-tune your skills. Or, like you, Jen, just watch and be entertained.
And taste. Yep, exactly.
All right, so this is over 2 days. It's Friday, August 3rd, Saturday, August 4th. There's live music on the Budweiser main stage both days. Big national acts. So far, Jody Messina, that's somebody that we all know. That she's going to be there, right, Friday?
Absolutely.
And then some more to come. We've got great acts all weekend long, which is fantastic. There's going to be a kids zone, kids 12 and under, free for the event. That's huge for families.
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to make this a true family event where you can bring out the whole family. You can enjoy. Mom and dad can sip on a cocktail, or they can go taste food, and the kids will be playing in the bounce houses, getting their face painted, doing arts and crafts, and just having fun for all.
Single day tickets, $20 in advance, $25 the day of, or you can get combo tickets as well. And then there are VIP tickets. I see private cash bar listed next to that.
Private cash
Hi.
Bar.
It's air conditioned because it's going to be August, you know.
True.
Air conditioned, private tent. It's going to have food. You get food tickets. You get preferential seating for the Chef Showcase. And you're also going to get a private standing area to watch the national acts.
Oh, can we give away some of those right now?
I think so.
Let's do a pair for Caller 12.
Okay.
VIP tickets to KC Taste. Caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102. Man, I'm excited.
We'll do that, and where you buy the tickets for KC Taste.
KCTaste.com, or you can go to KC1021.com and click the button there as well.
Well, that is a lot of information, I know, but it basically boils down to this. KC Taste, coming up on August 3rd and 4th at Union Station, kctaste.org or kc1021.com or kfkf.com as well. Also, the Fallen Heroes program, if you want to make a contribution, and that does close today on Sunday, if you're hearing this, the Fox 4 Love Fund for Children will be accepting donations throughout the rest of the day Sunday, but make sure to get those in, kc1021.com. KFKF.com or Fox4KC.com/deputy fund. Anything that you can do to help the children and families of those two fallen deputies would be much appreciated. That's going to wrap up KC Close Up for another day and for another week. It is copyright 2018 Steel City Media, KCKC, and KFKF-FM. If you want more information about stuff that we've talked about, you can check our website. You can check always the podcast, which is available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and other places where you find podcasts, including our Facebook page and KC1021.com. Our main file is available for viewing publicly during normal business hours, excluding holidays, at 508 Westport Road, Suite 202, KCMO 64111, right here in beautiful Westport. For another day, have a great week. We'll see you next time on KC Close Up. Goodbye.